It's another quiet but rather chilly December day across eastern New York and western New England, and that's pretty much the way the weather will stay over the next few days. Temperatures will be on the chilly side, and we'll have just a couple of opportunities for some snow, but there are no big storms in our forecast for the next few days, so at least we can ease up a little bit on the weather after we had a very stormy stretch through much of the autumn. Right now, we are looking at plenty of clouds around, and there have been a few snow showers as well, especially across the north. There is a storm to our south that is mainly out over the ocean. The storm itself is south of Long Island, but there's a little extension, a little tail to the storm that extends back to the New Jersey coast, and areas in and around Atlantic City are actually seeing a snowstorm today as that storm does bring some snow to portions of the mid-Atlantic. For us, though, we're seeing some of the clouds, but no snow from that storm. Our temperatures today are running generally in the 20s and 30s this afternoon. Coming up tonight, we'll see temperatures drop off into the teens and low 20s, so it's a chilly night ahead. Not way off the mark for this time of year. The wind hasn't been too bad today, and the wind should be relatively light coming up tonight. We'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies. There may be a few scattered snow showers, especially across the north, and then eventually later tonight, even to the west of the capital region. Heading into the day tomorrow, we'll have a cold front approach, so we'll see skies turn cloudy. If there are any sunny breaks early, they will fade. There's the chance for a few snow showers as we go through the day tomorrow. Snow showers possible pretty much all day north and west of Albany. A chance for an afternoon snow shower in the capital region, and then a late day snow shower for areas to the south and southeast of the Albany area. Temperatures tomorrow will be largely in the 30s, and the breezes will kick up ahead of that front. Now, in terms of snow, it shouldn't be a giant deal. It's certainly not going to be a big snowmaker, but there may be some slippery accumulations in spots, especially in the higher elevations. The snow showers wind down tomorrow night, then some lake effect snow will develop during the Thursday night into Friday time frame, so some snow showers are possible north and west of Albany. Otherwise, just another rush of cold will come in for the end of the week into the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy with some scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to lower 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, breezy, high 28 to 34. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the teens to lower 20s, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, breezy, high 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, lows in the teens to lower 20s. For tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance for some late-day snow showers, breezy, high 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, with lows in the teens to lower 20s. And for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of some afternoon snow showers, breezy, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds, a chance of snow showers mainly north and west of the capital region, windy and cold with highs in the 20s to around 30, and on Saturday, partly sunny with highs in the 20s to around 30. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.